of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven.
Good morning. Welcome to all. Welcome to those who are with us every week, those who are with us occasionally, Judy. Those who hate making crafts.
Should we start again? Sorry, Judy.
Oh, I think you heard me. I'm loud enough. So, yes, we've got tasks this morning, but wait for it. Apart from the colouring in, get stuck in with that. A couple of notices. Last week, David mentioned that he had finished the album. These loose pictures, which will be at the back next to the album, are for you to take. You know, you can take your own, your favourite person, but he says a donation of £50,000 to church funds for each photo would be very welcome. No, you don't need to make a donation, but please do take them. On the subject of donations, segue. At Christmas, we very often give our cash collections to nominated charities. We've had an awful lot of collections lately, and we're aware of that. But any cash which is given, even for church funds, at the carol service or on Christmas morning, will go to the two charities Mandy is supporting with her alternative gift cards, so the opportunity to mention those too. You'll have seen over here that Mandy is selling alternative gift cards, and the proceeds will go equally between the Lebanon and Wood Street Mission. So thank you. So we welcome Ros this morning, and I'm sorry if your fingers get sticky, but there you go.
Thank you, Judy, and welcome to our Chris Dingle Carol Service. It's the first time I think we've done this in a morning service, So we'll see how it goes. But I know when we do it in the evening or an afternoon, lots of people can't come. So we thought we'd give everybody a chance this morning to make a Christingle orange. We're going to begin with our candle lighting liturgy. So if Noreen and John, I think.
Okay. This is Christmas through different eyes.
Sorry. On the third Sunday in Advent, we look at Christmas through the eyes of Joseph and recognise the gift of love that Joseph first offers Mary. We turn to Matthew's Gospel.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
So often we forget the role of Joseph, the forgotten man of Christmas. Joseph must have been heartbroken when he discovers Mary is with child. He could have publicly shamed her, but in love decided to divorce her quietly. Then, trusting in the message of his dream, he takes her home as his wife, and together they travel to Bethlehem for the census. There are no recorded words of Joseph, but think how essential his role was in supporting Mary and her son through his life. Look at the candle as it is lit, and acknowledge all the people who have supported you with love throughout your life. Who should you now support?
Thank you. And maybe those are things we can continue thinking about as we worship together this morning. We're going to sing together. Please sit or stand as you feel most comfortable. The words will all be upon the screen. Light of the World.
And I'll never know how.
so let us pray. Loving God, we offer you this time of worship, all of the different things that we will talk about, the things that we will think about as we make these Christingles. We pray that all of our thoughts will bring us a greater knowledge of you and increase our love of you. So we offer you this time. May we worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. So on your tables, you should have everything that you need to make your Christingle. We do have extra bits. And if you find by the end you haven't got as many sweets left as you should, we do have more sweets as well. So please enjoy yourself with those things. Is everybody eating sweets already? It looks like it over there, Noreen. Okay. Okay, if you look this way for a moment, it's like Christmas morning already, isn't it, having a look in the packets. I'll talk about the different parts of the Christingle orange and say a prayer for each different stage, and then we'll put them together, okay? When we come to it. So all you need at the moment is the orange. So if you can hold an orange, if you just hold the orange in your hand. Brilliant. So the orange represents the world held lovingly in God's hands from the beginning of time and every day and every night until God's work is done. So let us remember how wonderful the world is that God has created for all of us to enjoy and to take care of. So let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for making the whole world, of which we are just a little part. Help us to love the world, hills and valleys, streams and seas, birds and animals, pets and creepy crawlies. Help us to love the world, people we like and people we don't. Help us to love the world as you love the world, because you made us to be like you. Amen. So next you're going to need your ribbon. So if you hold your ribbon, should be a ribbon in every packet, and it's got double-sided tape on the end, so when we use them in a moment, that should work. So if you've got your ribbon, the red band that we in a moment will put around the orange like this, around the middle, represents Jesus Christ, Son of God, who came to live among us, who came to show us how to love as God loves us. The ribbon is a complete circle around the world, a reminder that God loves us all forever, so much so that he gave his only Son so that we may find life in him. So if you want to put your ribbon now around the middle of your orange. Thank you. Okay, hold your orange if you've managed. Has everybody managed to put their tape around the centre of the orange? And we're going to pray. So let's pray. Loving God, in the silence now, we bring to you our worries and concerns, the stuff that we want to say sorry for. God is good. He sent his son as a baby in the manger for all of us to be free. Thanks be to God. Amen. So next you need the four cocktail sticks. There should be four cocktail sticks for each person in the bag. So hold back from sticking them in for a moment while we talk about them. So we have four cocktail sticks to stick into our oranges in a moment. And we will put a couple of sweets on each one again in a moment. These cocktail sticks represent God's blessings to us, God's creation. And the four sticks that we will stick into the oranges, they represent the four seasons. But not just the four seasons of the year, but also the four seasons of our life's journey, our springtime, our summer, our autumn and winter years. And we remember as well that the bread and wine that we share at communion are made from the fruits of the earth. Through food and drink, God has always shown people that he loves us. So let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you came to earth to show us the way. By having you in our lives, we are richer for it. We are greatly blessed. No one is excluded from God's kingdom. No one is beyond your reach. You are the true vine of the world. Amen. So now I invite you to stick the cocktail sticks pointing four different directions outwards into your orange, and then to put two or three sweets onto each one. You may want to put the sweets on first. I must admit, I haven't practiced that bit. Well done, managing not to eat them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. There's lots of sweets. You're doing well. Tuck it in. Good. Making ourselves at home, that's what we like. Hi. Hi. Oh, right. Well, there we are. There we are. They're definitely, definitely. Oh, that looks good too. Is it easier to put them on before you put them in the orange? Like, oh, you're doing well, because they were quite hard, aren't they? Brilliant. Don't prong your finger. Oh, you're too soon with the candle. Too soon with the candle. I know, I've been watching you eating the sweets from the start, from the off. The ones you found in the packet. How are you doing? Oh, yes, yes. Than they used to be, those dolly mixtures. I don't know. I wasn't particularly, but I know that's what people generally quite often use for this. Lovely. Yes, yeah, yeah, or her little Haribo things, yeah. He'd nearly done it before I started speaking. Yeah. Are you okay? Oh, I can see some people eating, but that's okay. That's okay. I think it's everybody's eating. Yes, he'd be playing a minute.
Are we nearly done? Are we nearly done? I think some of the dolly mixtures were quite hard, weren't they? And somebody over there tells me he was only eating the ones that were broken, which seemed to be an awful lot. But okay. Well, next, in a moment, in your bag, you should have a candle with a little candle holder, if it's not already in the candle. So if you take out your candle, pop it into the holder, and just hold it for a moment. So the candle represents Christ, who is the light of the world. Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness. The light that cannot be put out. God invites people of all ages, from all places, to come and receive his wonderful light. Some people might be wondering what the skewers are for on your table. So next, you may need to use the skewer to make a hole to stick the candle into the top of your orange. You may or may not. So now we stick the candle in its holder, in the top of the orange. okay? If you hold your Christingle in your hand and we'll pray. Loving God, help us to take care of your world, to be thankful for all the good things in our lives, to remember at Christmas that Jesus came to be light of the world. Amen. Now we're going to hear a reading and then think a little bit more about our Christingle oranges. So, it's Hilary, isn't it? Thank you, Hilary. Oops.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
Thank you, Hilary. So, what is your favourite thing about Christmas? Time off work, yeah, good point. Well, I don't get time off work at Christmas. But time off work, yes, definitely. Getting the family together and meeting up with friends. And we've really missed that, haven't we, these last few years. That's even more precious now, yeah. Family and friends, time off work, anything else? Giving presents. Food, yes, lots of lovely special food. Pardon? I won't repeat that one in the Methodist Church. Anything else? Children's excitement, yes. And I think there's going to be excitement in your house, isn't there? And yours there at the back. And over there, excitement? Presents, you like presents, good. Christmas music, yes. Do you mean carols and all sorts of Christmas, special Christmas music? Anne, what were you saying? Carol services. You like the carol services. Anything else we like about Christmas? Jesus. Yeah, let's remember Jesus.
Hearing carols.
Hearing the Messiah musical, you like that particularly. Do you listen to that every year particularly?
So.
Yeah, lovely. And you've sung it?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you would have done. Lovely. Yeah, so special music at this time of year. Yeah. Yes, when you travel around in the dark and you can see the lights, reminding us of the light of the world in all the different houses. Yes. Sandra? So you enjoy decorating the windowsills for Christmas. Thank you. Anything else? You like looking at the candles in the Advent ring? Yeah, thank you. Church bells ringing? Yes? Anything else? So there are lots of things that we love about Christmas, aren't there? What about making the Christingle orange? Was there anything? I'm assuming you enjoyed doing it. Was there anything that you that meant anything particular to you? Was there anything that made you think about something differently? That we did it all together. Yeah. So yeah, togetherness. Yeah. Thank you. So the orange and the red ribbon reminds us that Jesus came for everybody in the whole world. Yeah. Thank you. So candles reminding us of Jesus, light of the world, but also using birthday candles reminds you of birthdays that you've had and celebrated in your family. And reminds us that it is Jesus' birthday that we celebrate, of course, on Christmas Day, isn't it? Anything else? Who can tell me, what do the oranges then remind us of? The orange itself is the precious things, the world. That's right. The red ribbon reminds us of God's love and Jesus' love circling the world. The four cocktail sticks remind us of the four seasons and the four seasons of our own lives. And the sweets remind us of God's blessings to us. And the candle remind us of Jesus, light of the world, that light that cannot be put out and which shines in us and through us. And in our reading that Hilary read for us just now, we heard how Jesus was born into our world and how this good news was told first of all to ordinary people, people like you and me, the shepherds out on the hillside. And when the angels spoke to the shepherds, the whole earth, the whole sky was lit with light and glory, because Jesus, the light of the world, had come to earth. At Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birthday, and we remind ourselves that God loved us all so much that he sent Jesus to be with us, to grow up just like we do, to give his life for us, and to be the light that we all need, each one of us, showing us the way to go, and showing us God's love for us. So I hope when Christmas Day comes, it's 2 weeks today, isn't it? All of the lovely things that everybody's looking forward to, I hope all of those come to pass. But I also hope that whenever you see a candle over these next few weeks, whether it's a real one, whether it's on a Christmas card, whether it's on the television, that it will remind you that Jesus is the light of the world, who is always with us and who came to be with us at Christmas. Amen. And we stand or sit to sing, "See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw."
See him lying on a bed of straw, draughty stable with an open door. Mary cradled in the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of silver sweep across the skies, show where Jesus in a manger lies. Shepherds swiftly from your stupor rise to see the Savior. Saviour of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Angels, sing again the song you sang. Sing the story of God's gracious plan. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be the saviour of us all. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
And please be.
Oh, sorry,
we
shortchanged you.
Sorry.
There's only three in
my book. Shall we have another one?
Yeah, shall we have that verse? Come on.
My riches from your poverty, from your innocence eternity. Mine forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
Thank you. In a moment now, the stewards are going to come round with a light so that we can light the Christingle candles. They'll give the light to one person and the light can be shared around the table. And when we're all lit up, we'll put the lights down and we'll say some prayers together. And so we can look at our Christingles, look at Jesus, the light of the world, as we say our prayers. So let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the light of the world and that you have passed on that light to us through your cross and resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, that your light is stronger than darkness and you have passed on the power of that light to us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that your light is shining through the work of the Children's Society and all those who bring hope and happiness to children and young people in dark times. Thank you, Jesus, that as we pass on your light in the care we give to others, your light never dies but continues to give light to the whole world. In this season, may your light shine brighter and brighter as we celebrate your light in and through us for your glory. For we are the light of Christ for the world. Amen. And I invite you to stay seated as we sing together, Silent Night. Blessing. May the love, peace, and hope of God be with each of us and those we love this Christmas time. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Now everyone is invited.